insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
We were discussing verse 120 of Surah Baqarah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very important point about how to deal with non-Muslims, and it really applies to us in contemporary times, and we are in similar situations as we explained in the previous session. We are in similar conditions to that which the Prophet was when these verses were revealed, and that is, at that time, the Yahud and the Nasara, the Christians and the Jews, some of them, of course, they were causing problems for the Prophet, talking about issues in the religion of Islam that were causing problems for the Muslims, and some were thinking, maybe we should explain this, or let's do something so they would be pleased with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never will the Jews be pleased with you, nor the Christians, unless you follow their creed. وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Now we want to go on with the rest of the verse. It's a very interesting verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they're not going to be pleased unless you follow what the verse says, مِلَّتَهُمْ, okay, their creed. مِلَّة refers to the way a certain people, their conduct is, or shall I say, their way of life is. So, it is usually referred to the religion that people have. So, unless the verse is saying up to this point, you are not going to be pleasing them unless you follow what they say in their religion. Now, millah, as we said, it refers to that religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says next, قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says following their religion? And then it says, say indeed, it is the guidance of Allah which is the guidance, which is the true guidance. The reason why that is mentioned is that following their religion, okay, isn't that from God? Why should I follow their religion in the first place? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, since following a religion is to be guided to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have guidance, okay, that's the point in following a religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say indeed it is the guidance of Allah which is the true guidance, okay. It's not about following my or your, any of that. It's not about whose religion, or is it called Christianity or Judaism, or what that is. It is Allah's guidance that is going to be guidance. He is the one that's going to guide. It's His guidance that we've got to follow. It's not about what you guys are saying the religion is. We have got to look for the guidance that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the guidance. Then he follows, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And should you follow their desires after the knowledge that has come to you, you will not have against Allah any guardian nor any helper. The reason why we emphasize on that word milla is to come to this piece of the verse. It says, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, and should you follow their desires. It's referring to the same thing. They call what they follow the religion of Judaism, okay, that they claim is divine religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, we want to follow the divine religion, you got to follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is revealed by the angels. Now that that guidance has come to you, O Prophet, which that guidance is knowledge, is the true knowledge, okay, and what they are bringing, anything that goes against that knowledge, anything that goes against that guidance that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not knowledge, it is jahl. And where does that jahl come from? That comes from ahwa'ahum, from their desires. Referring to the fact that the Christians and the Jews, okay, especially their scholars, as we see in the verses of the Holy Quran, they changed the laws, the beliefs of their religion. They changed it based on their desires. They adjusted it based on their desires. The laws were revealed. It was difficult to practice. They changed it to adjust their taste buds. That is following their desires. Okay, so those are considered laws currently in the Jewish religion or the Christian religion. But those laws are not from God. They are from people's desires. So if you follow their desires, after the knowledge, which is referring to the guidance that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has come to you, you will not have against Allah any guardian or any helper. No one can help anyone against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the ultimate and the supreme and the only power and sovereign in this universe, because He is the only independent being, the creator of all beings. So once again, the verse emphasizes this point. Make sure you do not follow the desire of those who disbelieve in the religion. This is very, very dangerous and very wrong. If we are doing that, if we are denying the existence of offensive jihad, as we gave as an example in the previous session, or we are denying certain of our penal laws and the penal code of Islam, which is a crystal clear fact in Islam, okay, that we have a penal law, and some of it is very harsh and inhumane to the taste buds of the West, which is very interesting. The Western mentality is that if a person commits murder, to kill that person and to punish them in that way is wrong and it is bad. But on the other hand, to go and to kill women and children in Gaza and in southern Lebanon and Iraq, this is absolutely justified because you have a very small group of people, as they call it, terrorists. In order to kill them, to get rid of these so-called terrorists, it is okay to kill twice those numbers from women and children and innocent civilians. That is fine, but killing someone who has actually committed murder, that is wrong. That's inhumane. This is the way it's going to work. If we don't follow the guidelines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the values are going to become upside down, and we're going to be understanding things in a very wrong way. Misguidance is going to be turning into guidance, and guidance is going to be turning into misguidance. Values are not going to be values anymore, and what is completely inhumane is going to become something that is completely human. One of the issues that is mentioned regarding our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is marrying young women in his older ages, and some very nasty words are attributed to the Prophet because of that. And yet we see it is becoming a very good thing, and it's becoming a value not only to accept homosexuality, but actually to be a homosexual is starting to become a pride for many people. and denying that is going to be that. See how upside down values can become. That something that is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is the way the human works, okay, a man and a woman, because of that age difference, with the Western mentality that thinks of everything with the desires and the sexual desires, thinks that that is oppressing the young woman, yet they turn back and say that homosexuality and same-sex marriage is actually a value that we need to accept. And those who are against it are extremists that need to be moderated. This is a very dangerous line of thought that we need to be making sure we are not on that line of thought. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, if you want to do that, if you want to follow their desires, God help you, because you're not going to have any helper or any guardian that will protect you from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us better understanding of His religion and to enable us to stay away from such very dangerous steps against his religion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunub, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunub, Ya Allam al-Uyub, Ya Kashaf al-Kurub, Ya Dafi' al-Khutub, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tuf, Ya Man huwa mandubi, Fa'afuka matlubi,
Ya Dafi' al-Khutub, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tuf, Ya Man huwa mandubi, Fa'afuka matlubi,
Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunub, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dunub, Ya Allam al-Ghuyub, Ya Kashaf al-Kurub, Ya Dafi' al-Khutub, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tuf, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافي الخطوب يا جبير المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار